Okay, it's a schus to be back together to continue learning Pirkei Avos. We're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. It's mamish a long wait in between Mishnayos together. But maybe the one chizik could give each and every one of us. That's how precious each one of these Mishnayos is in Pirkei Avos. That we mamish need a whole week to absorb and to learn from and to internalize all the messages that we learn about. Although maybe tonight we'll get through two Mishnahs. We'll see how it goes. Okay. So Mishnah Gimel you have in front of you. Sorry, the end is not so clear, but I think it's clear enough. Antigonus ish socho. Antigonus, the man of socho from that place, Kibel mi Shimon HaTzadik. He accepted the Torah from Shimon HaTzadik, meaning he was the next in the line of leadership of Klal Yisrael. And hu haya omer. He said as follows. This was his main statement, his lasting legacy to Klal Yisrael, a very famous line. Al tiyu ka'avadim. First, let's learn it and translate it, and then we'll understand it. Al tiyu ka'avadim hamishamshim esarav amenas l'kabel pras. Don't be like an eved. Don't be like a servant that serves the master in order to, we're going to translate literally, in order to receive a reward. But we should be like those servants that serve their master even for no reward. Now we're going to have to understand what that means. Why would a servant serve a master even for no reward? And what is wrong? Obviously, we all learn there are rewards in the Torah. The Torah itself teaches us rewards. The Torah itself teaches us certain rewards. So why is this? And then the Mishnah ends, before we discuss, V'himora Shamayim Aleichem. And also, additionally, Antigonus taught us that one should have Yir Shamayim. V'himora Shamayim Aleichem. Every person should have Yir Shamayim. And we're going to have to understand the connection between that last line, which is obviously very, very important for every Yid, for every Jew to have Yir Shamayim. Hakol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Miyir Shamayim. Everything is the hand of Hashem except for Yir Shamayim. It's like the only thing we should be working on. But how do those words connect to the beginning of the mission of not serving Hashem in order to receive reward? So first of all, before going further, I saw this week a beautiful Torah. I have a Mishnayos called Yena Shel Torah. Mishnayos called Yena Shel Torah. It's an amazing, I'll tell you the back story of this Mishnayos. Actually, I quoted from it probably about a month ago in a shiur, and I told the story as well. It was many, many years ago, probably about, had to be about 18 years ago. I was living in, or more, it was 19 years ago. I'll tell you, it was 2000, the end of 2000. I was only married a few months. And I was living in Kew Garden Hills at the time. And the Yankees and Mets were in the World Series. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was 2000. I don't know who is a big baseball fan that can I can correct me, even if you do, even if you are, you probably don't know back then. So I was living in Kew Garden Hills, and I was with a few of my chevra, a few of my friends also. We said, oh, we wanted to watch a little bit of the game, the World Series. So how are we going to watch the World Series? None of us had TVs in our apartments. So back then they had a Doggies. I know some of you were just in Teaneck. I don't know if anyone went for your off day. I don't know if anyone went to Doggies. There was a Doggies in Kew Garden Hills at the time. It no longer exists. And Doggies had on big screens the World Series. So he said, oh, we'll go out to eat and we'll watch a little of the game. We went there, and I went with myself and two other friends. And we sit down at a table, and it was just some men. And a few other men that I never met before sat down with us. After eating the main meal, just as we're watching the game and we're talking, and I meet this guy. And we start talking, and this man, he tells me he's a Baal Tshuva. It was incredible. Anytime you have this chus to meet a Baal Tshuva, you know where they came from. And after we became friendly, and afterwards he took me to his car. And first he gave me about 20 volumes of Tehillim that he had published in the chus for someone. I don't remember exactly the details, but he gave me like 20 volumes of it to give out to people. And this is in the trunk of his car. He just has his car, the trunk, which is full of svarim. It was these Tehillim. And then he hands me for myself this Mishnayos, Yeno Shel Torah. And he tells me that this is the Mishnayos that got him from. That basically there was a Rav that he built a relationship with, and they started learning this Mishnayos, and there were a few Torahs in this Mishnayos that he was so inspired by the Torah that it literally brought him back to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Imagine this Mishnayos. So Mamish, it has a special place in my heart when I learned this Mishnayos. I know that this Sefer, Mamish, this Sefer brought a Yid back to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, which means his children and their children. This Sefer. So I'm going to share you a Torah from this Sefer that I saw this week on this Mishnah. He says, a pras, we're translating the word pras as reward. That we shouldn't serve Hashem in order to receive reward. But a pras in the Gemara is also a shear, an amount. It's half of a mana. A pras means a piece. It's half of a mana, a piece of a mana. That's what a pras is. So we could learn this Mishnah, this Sefer brought down, it was quoting another Sefer, Chashvo L'Toyra, that what's it saying? Not Al Tikav Adam Hashem Shiz Rav Amasach L'Kab Pras. Not don't serve Hashem for reward. Don't serve, thank you so much. Don't serve Hashem L'Pras, meaning only halfway. Don't serve Hashem only halfway, only half-hearted. You know, often we daven, lo aleinu, maybe not you, but I know myself, I daven, and I'm somewhat in it, somewhat with kavana, somewhat thinking about other things. We do a ma'aseh chesed, of course we help the person, but we're looking forward to the next activity that we're going to be involved with. We do, but do we do it with all of our energy, and all of our effort, and all of our kavana? Or is only pras, it's only halfway? So the Mishnah is teaching us, Al tiyu kavodim shamshul harav manasa kapapras, al ava kavodim amchajul harav shulom manasa kapapras. Meaning, don't do anything halfway. Avoid this Hashem, if we understood how chashiv it is, if we understood how special it is, we'd put everything we have into it. Chashiv Talmud of mine, Talmud of feel Mamish very close to, is like a son, Ari Mirzov is his name. He's a Rav already, Rabbi Ari Mirzov. He's a mechanech in Boca Raton, Florida. So earlier today, he sent me a story to read. He wanted to hear what I thought of the story, what pshat in the story was. The story was how Rav Yitzchok Hutner Zatzal, the Pachad Yitzchok, was going to meet with the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal, Rav Yoilish. And he was running a few minutes late. Now, if Rav Hutner was running a few minutes late, it wasn't like you or I that maybe you were brushing your hair a few extra minutes. You know, we're talking, he was involved in Avodah Zakodesh, something, Chvesnish helping some Yesayma, or who knows what he was doing, but it was something very, very chashiv, trust me. And he was only a few minutes late. And he was going with somebody else to meet with the Satmar Rebbe, and he was so nervous. And you saw that he was nervous that he was late and felt so bad that he was late. And the other Yid that was with him, he says, Rebbe, it's only a few minutes late, and of course the Satmar Rebbe is going to understand you were involved. What are you so worried about? He says, we know by Noach, the famous Rashi, I'm sure you all know, that one time Noach was late feeding the lion. He was late feeding the lion. And he was punished. He was punished, and the lion bit him. You all know this. You all know the story. It says, Noach, the whole time of the Teva, is working 24-7 with crazy amelus, crazy effort, non-stop. Non-stop doing for all the animals, feeding them and taking care of any waste and taking care of mamish, non-stop. You could imagine what it was like. We can't imagine what it was like. None of us have ever been a zookeeper, you know? But mamish, like, crazy mesiras nefesh to save the world and save all the animals of the world. One time he's late and he's punished. What's pshat? One time he's late and he's punished. So Fudner says, you know what pshat is? This wasn't stam a lion. This wasn't just another chesed. You go to the Bronx Zoo and you see some of the lions. This wasn't just stam a lion. This was the last lion in the world. This was a lion that was going to rebuild all the lions for all of history. This was the Spitz, the most chashiv lion that ever existed. So yeah, he shouldn't be late. And as Rav Hutner was saying, Ein Echad Ami, I have good reason. Ein Echad Ami, it's only a little late. but we're going to see the Gadol Hadar, we're going to see the time of Rebbe Zatzal. Then, obviously it wasn't, I'm saying that now. We're going to see Rav Yoelish. Gadol Hadar, Halchoshev, how could I, for any reason, be a little late? I feel terrible, I'm trembling. Alachas kama v'kama, so much more to each and every one of us. Do we understand, every time we're davening, we're going to see the Rebbeinu Shalom. Every time I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm doing a mitzvah for the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the Iker Kavana. The Iker Kavana behind every mitzvah, I'm doing it because Hashem told me to. I'm doing it for Him. And we do it half-hearted. And we do it a little bit lazy. Shalom Asl Kabul Pras. Not half-hearted. That's one way of understanding this Mishnah. Big chizik, I think, to each and every one of us. But what about Pashup Shat? What about the way that we translated? How does one come to serve Hashem without looking for any reward in return? Let's be real, that's what, yes, we're avadim, but avadim want rewards. We want to do, but we want to be rewarded. We want the schar, we want the reward. So Rav Avadya Bartzinura explains, before I get to tie it into the Mishnah, I'm going to explain an idea that you all know, but needs chizik. You know, when I have this chus to meet with a chasen and kala before their chasna, which most of my talmidim, talmidot, I meet with a chasen and kala before the chasna and have a shmuz and talk about in yonim different ideas for their marriage and shalom bayis in life. Probably the most important thing I speak about is a very, very famous idea from the Michtam Elio that I'm sure you all have heard at times, but you have to deeply understand it. Rav Eliyahu Dessler explains that the word ahava, the word love, is rooted in the word hav. And hav means to give. And I tell every chasen and kala that works two ways. It means that if you truly love someone, you truly love your spouse, you truly love your wife, you truly love your husband, all you want to do is give to them. It's not about what they do for you. All I want to do is give to you because I love you. B'shatoyva, when you're going to have children one day, all you're going to want to do is give to them. Whether they, halavai, they should bring you tremendous nachas, but whether they do or they don't, and whether they do anything for you in return or not, you're going to give because you're a parent who loves your children. It's unconditional love of giving. And also, I tell you, Chazan Kala, that's the biggest builder of love. The more you give, the more you're going to build the love. Because the more you invest, the more you give of yourself, the more you're going to feel that connection. Works both ways. Sometimes in a relationship, you're not feeling the closeness, you're not feeling the emotion. Give more, and you'll build the love. Now, we're not having a chas and kalash moves right now. I'm not going to... If I could go off on that for the next hour. But the idea behind it, again, if you truly love someone, all you want to do is give. And that giving is chesed shel emes. It's not because you're looking to get anything in return. I deeply believe, by the way, that's pshat in the first Gemara in Kedushin, right? Halachic engagement is not when one day, b'shatayva, you're going to have a young man, should be in the right time with the most incredible man in the world, propose to you. When you're going to have a man one day propose to you, and maybe with the ring, or maybe if you're two yeshivas, she'll have a bracelet, whatever does it for you, I don't know. But Lamaisa, when he's going to say and ask you to marry him, so you're going to say you're engaged, and you're going to say you're a chasen and kala, and mazel tov, we're going to have a lechayim, and a vart, and whatever else. And you're going to go into your registry, and you're going to start planning everything. Lamaisa, I don't want to burst your bubble, but on a halachic level, you're actually nothing. That couple is no different than two, a man and a woman that walk past each other in the street and never met before. Halachically. Halachic engagement is going to happen under the chuppah. When your chassan is going to say to you the words Haram Kadesh Libidavazu Kadas Moshe Yisrael, holding onto a ring in front of two witnesses and put it on your finger, then you're halachically engaged. Now, where do we learn that from? The Gemara says we learn that from very strange places. Anyone know where we learn that from? We learn it from the purchase of the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. It's a little strange, right? Now, it's a textual learning. It's a Gzeres Shava. The word for marriage in the Torah is yikach, ki yikach ish as isha, when a man will take a woman. The same word is used by the purchase of Maris HaMachpelah, when Avram purchased Maris HaMachpelah, Sada Kach Mimeni. So we compare the two words and say, just like Avram acquired the Maris HaMachpelah with money, so too a man gets engaged with money or something that's a value of money, we use our minhag has become to use a ring. That's the source. Really? Couldn't there be a stranger source in the entire world? Now I understand shkoyach, the textual comparison. And there's actually, if you in Parshas Chayei Sarah, clearly a juxtaposition. As we know, we have the death of Sarah and the burial of Sarah. And right after that is when Eliezer goes to find a wife for Yitzchak. So we see that these two ideas are connected in the Torah. But really? Like, that's where I learn about marriage from? You're staying at the Yechuppah and you're learning about that. The source of that is from the purchase of Maris HaMachpelah? So there's many beautiful answers. But just to share one, I always felt, we know there's all different types of chesed I'm doing for others. And often one does chesed because they want their name on a wall, or they want favors in return, or they want honor, whatever it might be. When one does chesed for lo aleinu, someone who passes away, that's called chesed shel emes. The most truthful, sincere, real, authentic kindness. Because I'm doing just to do without expecting anything in return. Right? I think the Torah is trying to teach us so too should be in your marriage. A true marriage. If you truly love your spouse, you truly love your husband, your husband truly loves you, you're going to do for each other and just give and give and give, even without expecting anything in return. Now, of course, your husband will give to you because he should be giving to you, you should be giving to him. But the goal is not looking for that. True Ahava creates giving. With all that understood now, let's say it and understand it with our beautiful relationship with the Eibishter, which the Rambam said should be a relationship similar to a husband and wife. That's the Ahava, that's the love that it should be, even bigger than that. If we truly love Hashem, if we truly love Hashem, v'ahavta Hashem l'kecha, and I love Him, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'adecha, I'm willing to give my life for Hashem. So all I want to do is do for Hashem. All I want to do is give to Hashem. That's the way Rav Avadya Bar Tzvi learned this Mishnah. He says, you know what it means? Shalom anas l'kabel pras. It means I'm not looking for anything in return. It's not that I won't get in return. Of course Hashem wants to do for us as well. But the goal is, I love Hashem so much, all I want to do is do for Him. I'm such a ahava. I'm such a ahava for Hashem. All I want to do is do for Hashem. And then of course you'll also receive. But that's not where it comes from. The doing comes from that ahava, that love. And now we can understand the end of the Mishnah as well. The end of the Mishnah reminds us, and this is another element of Avodas Hashem. There's another foundation. Halavai, we should all have such ahava that we just do for Hashem without expecting or wanting anything in return because I love Him so much. But don't forget, you also need your Shemayim. You need to be in awe of Hashem also. At those times when you don't feel the love, you don't feel the passion, you don't feel the excitement, which happens at times. We all have it. Part of life are those ups and downs in our relationship with Hashem. And I don't feel the ahava. And there are times when I went to sleep late the night before and I just want to sleep through the morning and not get up to daven shachris. I'd much rather just stay in bed all morning. And yet, no, I think it's important, and when I daven, sometimes it's full of passion. This morning, no. That's when you have to pull out the Yiras Hashem and say, but I know it's MS, I know it's right. I know, I'm in awe of God, He's so great, He's so perfect, how could I not do whatever I can for Him? Right? Maybe these moments won't be out of love, it's out of awe, it's out of Yira. So we need that as well. That's what Antigonus is telling us. Halavai should be out of Ava. This is how Rav Avadya Bar Tanura learns this Mishnah. But when we don't have Ava, then pull out the Yira. And that's, by the way, we see Avram Avinu, we know, is the first of Yidden, our first of our Avos. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to see within him. Avram, we know, is full of Ava, full of love for Hashem. He's spreading monotheism throughout the world. He's Ish Chesed, Ava. What's the final test of Avram Avinu? What's the final one? It's Machlokas, but that's what I wanted you to say. Most say Akedas Yitzchak, correct. Akedas Yitzchak. And what is it in Parshas Vayera at the very end? What does it say? Ki ato yadati ki yari elokim ato. Now I know you're a God-fearing individual. I see all the Ava. Avram, I see all the Ava. And I know you serve me and I'm Ava. But I want to see you have Yira as well. What does that mean? Avram didn't have Yira before this? Avram threw himself in a fire for God already. That's out of Ava? That's not out of Yira? That's out of love? That's not out of fear and awe? What's Psha? What is the difference? I believe as follows, Chavra. Every other Nisayan until now, Avram deeply understood why he had to do it. Even when he threw himself in a fire, it's not that he loved throwing himself in the fire, but it was done out of Ava because he understood why he had to. He was the one who came to believe in Hashem. He believed and understood, I can't serve another God. I understand why I'm doing it. I could do it out of love. To kill his 37-year-old son, who he loved, who was promised would be the leader of a nation, made absolutely no sense. Avram was preaching against Avodah Zarah's whole life. Avodah Zarah, they were killing their children. He was going to look like a fool as well. When it makes no sense, and you don't want to, and nothing in you is telling you to do this, but you do it anyways because the Rebbe Hashem tells you to. Thus is Yirah Shemayim. That's Yirah Shemayim. Kiyati Yadati Kiyari Ligmata. And we need the synthesis. That's what this Mishnah is teaching us. Halavai, yes, we want to be Ba'ava, B'simcha. But when we don't feel that, we pull out the Yirah of Yimor Shemayim Aleichem. That has to be the foundation. That has to be there always. Yirah Shemayim. That's why it is as well. If you look in Parshas Akev, the Pasuk tells us, Ma Hashem Elokecha Sholom Imach Ki Im Li Yira. And if you look at, and you continue reading, it says, Ula Avo So, Ula Avda B'chol Vavcha B'chol Navshcha. It continues, I don't have it in front of me, but basically, what does Hashem ask of you? But to fear Him, and to love Him, and to serve Him with all your heart and your soul. Arachayim HaKadosh asks. The Arachayim HaKadosh asks, I don't understand. Hashem could ask us anything. But He's going to start out and give an Akdama, all that I'm asking you to do is this. And then have a laundry list of like everything in the world. To fear Him, to love Him, to serve Him with all His heart and all His soul. Like what pshat? That would be Lahavdo. You know, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, you're in school, you get home at 1, at 2, Shabbos is at 6. And your mother says to you, Shira, do me a favor. All I need you to do now is cook for all of Shabbos. Your four younger siblings, make sure they're bathed and get them dressed. Most of the house needs to be swept. All the garbage has to be emptied. And by the way, you know, after you finish all of that, go out and please buy flowers for Shabbos. Now, your mother could ask you whatever she wants, but if she's going to give you a laundry list of all, she's not going to initiate that by saying, all I want you is the following, only this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all I want, Ma Hashem Elokecha Sholom Imach Ki Im, but all that I ask of you is this. To love, to fear, to serve with all. Really? That's all? That's everything. Rechayim HaKadosh says, you have to learn the pasuk as follows. Ma Hashem Elokecha Sholom Imach Ki Im Liyira. All that Hashem asks is Yirah Shemayim. That's the foundation. To be in awe of Hashem, to know He is everything in our lives, and I have to serve Him and do whatever I can in my avodas Hashem. And if you have Yirah Shemayim, you know what the byproduct is going to be? That's the rest of the pasuk. La'avo, you'll come to love Him. You'll serve Him with all your heart, your soul. Those are all the byproducts, the consequences of Yirah Shemayim. Because HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz MiYirah Shemayim. Once you work on your Shemayim, everything else will be like a domino effect. So that has to be the foundation. But Halavai, obviously, ultimately, and according to most, the highest level is Ava, is to love. And that's how Hashem wants us most of the time, getting to a level of love, and that's the beginning of the Mishnah. But don't forget, V'imor Shemayim Aleichem, the foundation has to be Yer Shemayim. And we have to synthesize these always. Our Ava is Hashem and our Yer is Hashem. the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, the mitzvah of Yir Hashem, to love Hashem. And when the love isn't there, have Yir Hashem. And then the Yir will bring her back to Ava. That's how, by the way, that's how the Maral explains. The Maral actually, it's interesting. He goes back and forth talking about which one's greater in a sense, Ava, Yir. And it basically, you see from the Maral, it's like a seesaw. You have Ava and the Ava will build Yira. You have Yira and the Yira will build Ava. There's a synthesis between the two. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch. We should all be Zoyche. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom and Asakra Abel Pras. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully, with all our heart, with all our soul, with everything we have. How are we going to do that? Out of tremendous Ava, tremendous love. And at the times when we don't have Ava, pull out the Yira from within us. Pull out the Yira that we have within us, that foundation that each one of us has, to know that it's emes and it's right, and even if it's hard, this is the most chash, the most important thing I could be doing every moment of my life. Bez Hashem is Baruch. We'll continue in Bez Hashem next week with Pirkei Avos.